So I think let's build on this same concept. Let's stay in vowel land here. We're going to go to a section of You Would Be Loved that we didn't do yesterday, but we'll really benefit from this exact thing that we're talking about. It's measure 29. You know where we are? 29? Being everything? We got the same sort of bright vowel issues. Being everything that you are now. Okay? If we ever get into the Whoopi land, we're going to have the same exact problem. Some IPA stuff. Good. Here's 29. Ready and sing.
Being everything that you are now.
Now. Tenors. Being everything that you are now. Can I just hear tenors? You're not necessarily singing heavy, but the tempo, it just feels like it's this. Instead of being everything, it's just got to be light and buoyant and on the toes, and you guys are singing it like it's a funeral. Maybe it's because it's Poe. You think it has to be dark and macabre. I don't know. Again, ready and go.
Being everything that you are now. Being everything.
Some of you needing to look at those lyrics in there a second.
Which?
Yes, being everything that you are now, be nothing which you are not. Try that again. Ready, again.
Being everything that you are now, be nothing which you are not.
Not? Still brighter, and yourselves. Ready and go.
Being everything that you are.
Being everything. Again and go.
Being everything that
I'm still everything. Still jumping back there. Being everything. Again and go.
Being everything that you are now.
Need to brighten it up. Again, and sing.
Not.
Now, you're holding the same pitch, but as they do that little half step down, you've got to think about bringing it up. Again, sing not. Ready, and go.
Not.
Yes, that's That's the one, right there. Good work, guys. Okay? Watch me. Do the same section.
Being everything that you are now.
Take something. Where do you want to go with it?
Say the word now.
Now.
Say not.
Not.
They're not the same vowel, are they?
No, they should be not even close to the same thing. Say now.
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 Now. Give me a little Chicago gangster. Meow.
Meow.
That's good. There again.
Meow. Yeah. Meow.
Say now.
Now. Now.
Yeah. I said now. Now. Everything he sings is very consistent. Because he's a crazy singer, he's a smart guy. So when he sings now, it sounds like out. And his voice, his singing voice, sounds a lot like his speaking voice. There's no extra manufactured thing, well, suddenly I'm singing, so now I'm going to adopt a more... No, 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 no. Okay, there's no other... They need to be similar. They shouldn't be like, wow, he sounds a lot different when he's singing. Okay, that should not be the case. So now and not. Not say hot.
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 Hot. Hot. Say hot.
Hot.
That's the vowel that rhymes with not. Say not.
Not.
I usually will use a word that starts with H when I'm trying to get you to get a vowel on after, because it places things right where you want it. Say now.
Now.
Say not.
Not.
Being. Can we start there?
Sure.
Now is in like ow. Okay?
Being everything that you are now.
Intonation just a little crisper. Can you feel that? That's where that lives. Mmm, it's yummy. Do it again. That's once in a row.
Being everything that you are now, being nothing which you are not.
Okay. Now I'm going to challenge you to do one extra thing. I'm going to have him start, and then I'm going to have him walk away. Because you know this probably a lot better than you think you do. But yours are holy sheet music, which I suspect you probably don't need in this
four bars or whatever we're working with, right?
I would say be nothing which you are not needs two ends. Be nothing, or at least a capital end.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So here's being.
Being.
Change key.
Being everything that you are now. Be nothing.
Vowels deliver beauty in music, and consonants deliver drama. Now, isn't it in this room not seeing Star Wars? Okay, good. I was going to say, get out. everything that Darth Vader says in the Star Wars movies, you understand everywhere. He never yells at anybody, because he's a giant, robotic, asthmatic thing. But
when he says, bring the Wookiee to me, right? You understand everything he's... I'm not a Vader, but... You know, you get the really goes that right. So for when he speaks, you understand every word. Be everything that you. When we use the consonants are what actually deliver the drama, right?
So if you were to say the word just, and then you were to say the word just, right? If you linger just a little bit longer on the consonants, you squeeze a lot more drama out of it, right? Like clean, like your mom saying clean your room, and then. Clean. You can deliver a lot of drama out of that, even at mezzo piano, right? That's why mom can grab you by the chest here.
Mezzo piano, right? So we're going to have you deliver all of the beauty and all of those dynamics, and all those movie, all those long notes. Seeing that you are now. We've got a lot of long notes in there, right? Do something with those long notes. Show us the beauty of that, but give us the drama through the consonants. Didn't go anywhere. Is that fair?
You what?
I would say the long notes didn't travel anywhere. They didn't grow or they didn't diminish. They were the okayest long notes ever. But those long notes are generating our energy. One more time.
conductor.
Being everything that you are now.
You just landed on?
20% more baritone, 10%, 20% more tenor, 10% more baritone, same chord.
So
this is the third, 7, root, 5. Do it again.
Just
a balancing issue. Okay, let's go to the second half. Okay, so we just finished the nods, and we're going to the second half of the phrase. Ready, and go. What's that triplet?
Everything.
Be everything that you are. Okay, can we do this? I think we can.
Again, and sing.
Okay. I shouldn't have to tell you every time do the same thing we just did 5 minutes ago. Okay, good. Be everything again. Second half. Ready, and go. Intonation, in terms of the vowel, we are improving immensely. If you had music in front of you, you'd see that that grows towards the middle of that phrase, but then as we hit that seventh chord at the end of that, it actually decrescendos, diminuendo. Okay, see if we can make that happen without letting it affect the vowel and our intonation. Second half again, be everything. Ready, and sing.
Be everything that you are now.
Take the whole phrase now. The first, be everything.
Being everything that you are now.
Okay. I want to be able to think of this in two. And I feel like right now everything is in four. Being everything that you are now. Okay, you're singing it so marchy, and it's not a march at all. 1, 2, 3.
Being everything that you are now. Be nothing which you are not. Be everything that you are now. Be nothing which you are not.
Much louder, right? That sound travels.
Way, way.
it does not. Over-opening it means your tongue has to go back, because it's the only place it can go, which means you're blocking 30% of your sound, which means you have to work harder to do it, which means you overblow, which is, can you see how these compound into one another? You see why I'm kicking your teeth in about vowels and about tuning vowels, about just being very particular about appropriate use of space?
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So with the world?
Okay. Yep.
So with the
first vowel. So again, ready to go.
So.
No, not even close.
So.
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 Sa.
So.
Sa.
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 So.
So. Sing, so.
So.
Vince Eldon.
Try that.
So.
Close. Sing, everyone.
So.
This chord in here that I love. We don't love that chord.
All we do is barbershop.
I know, but they're not loving it yet. Again, and go.
So with the world.
Hold the R. Give me a little more Barry in that pitch. Again, that chord. Again, and go.
So with the
and resonance, but just back off on our dynamic level. So with the world, not so with the obscene phone calls, gotta go away. Again. Sorry, that's a new one for you. That's a, hey baby.
I'm stealing that, right? I'm stealing that one. I call that the NPR voice.
That works too.
Three and four and one.
So with the world.
good. Now, what I don't want is to have it be that strict. Watch me for some rubato. Okay, let's play with that tempo again.
So is the world.
Not doing it like this, no. Okay, again.
So is the world.
Singing that way. And I'm trying to, yes, contort my body to get you to come faster. I won't do that.
So will the world.
Until beauty. We probably need to back off of this and go somewhere else.
Yes, the Shelby.
Let's start the Shelby. Let's do it. Shelby, Shelby.
Shelby.
Good.
Shelby.
Shelby.
Shall we
get the first pitch inside the head before we sing it? We don't need the hunt and peck method.
Shall we
sing the chord again, listen in tune.
Shall
just be on beat. Be careful, basses. Sing pitch, go B.
B. Again, sing.
Coffee straw. B. Reedy. Coffee straw. B. Give me almost nasal. B. I can build it again.
Shelby.
Remember what we did last night when we held the chord through without the rest?
Yeah.
Okay? Without doing it, it still has to be singing in your head. Okay? Basses. Going from the F sharp down to the F naturally. I think very smaller half step. Keep it bright. Keep it right up there. Don't let that go flat. Shelby.
Shelby, Shelby,
Shelby. Shall sounds a bit shallow.
Shelby, Shelby.
Backwards for a second. So in this sort of layered entrances, each entrance is importanter than the one that just came before. So we hear that come off. And when you hit your note, you can go out of the texture a little bit, because the new thing is the thing that we're after.
Right. Especially the first note you guys sing, because it's a deliberate half step away. And which does not work in choral music unless it's the only thing that's there. And this is a very deliberate. So
Shelby,
to be like, no, that is the note. I didn't screw up. I wasn't just flat there, right? So you're deliberate about it, like if they're both down bows. Okay? Can you do that for me?
Shelby, Shelby.
Shelby, Shelby, Shelby.
He's got you doing really good stuff.
Sing E. Is this the tenor or lead?
Sing, oh, sorry. Sing your E. Yep. Just coffee straw. Not the boba tea straw, the fat sucker. The little tiny stirring straw you want to talk about? Where is it? Yeah, right there. Sing B. That's right after. Yep. It's great. Perfect.
Sing and love a simple duty. Right there. Berries, I think it is. Yes, berries. And it's got to get higher again. And love a simple duty, duty.
Really odd words to sing, aren't they? How often do you sing the word?
And love, three and four and one.
And love a simple duty. You would love so, let your heart from its present that way part not our thought. You would be loved.
Yep. Do one more time. So that you take the tempo that I really want you to take. Ready, and.
You would be loved, you would be loved.
Yeah, we can sing the first half of love really nice and bright, and then you go, loved, and then loses that same vowel sound. Okay, one more time. Ready, again.
You would be loved, you would be loved.
Space. That's really what it comes down to. La, la,
La. Ah. Flip your tongue is on la.
The back third of your tongue. It's up, isn't it?
Ah.
Ah.
Sing la.
La.
It rings like a phone, doesn't it? Sounds great.
Sing la.
La.
La. As in hot.
La.
Concept. You should hear a big distinct difference between those two. And if you can't, you can ring an uh vowel, you can ring a schwa vowel, which is actually the most common vowel in the English language.
Okay, enough about this.
Too much? That was really strong work, fellas. Can you, there's, is it Jim Clancy that says, hard work is fun when improvement is evident?
Yeah,
it's fun to work hard on something when you can smell great from where you are. And, okay.
I want you to be like, hold me back, coach. Right? I want you to be hungry for that. Well, you don't care what I want. You want you to be hungry for that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because you want it to be good. It already sounds good. I want it to sound awesome. I want people to go, whoa, when that song is over.
Will you do one thing for us? Mm-hmm. Can we just sing the final? Uh-huh. Three bars. So here's the bass. Okay, we sang like through maybe 40 vowel sounds in that. Try it again.
Color note. That note, the flat six note, is that in the tenor? We need a little bit more of that one, right? We need a little bit more of the color note. If you have an altered tone in music, it's important here than the rest of it. It's a little off stress into that, yeah? You would be not the chord you thought was going to go. I could have picked 11 chords right there and not come up with any of them that he just found, okay? So this is curveball. This is. Why? Why this harmonic turn at the end? Why is it there? There's definitely a reason for it being there. Why is it there? What does it mean? If you don't know the answer to that, then it is a left brain, then your right brain gets it, but your left brain doesn't yet. Why, left brain wise, structurally wise, why is this? Why are these weird chords here?
Because it's the tag. It happens to yourself.
Doesn't it have to resolve?
What?
Doesn't it have to resolve at the end?
Is it hope? Is it ambition? Is it, right? We quite get that. I think that's why. I think that's what's happening. Mm. I think we understand why that's there.
Okay.
He doesn't know why it's there either.
No. I'm going to have you come to the realization instead of me just telling you.
Oh, true educator.
I know, right? Exactly.
Cup.
So, you would be loved from your present pathway part not. Okay? So love will love, you would be loved, and then we have the, okay, let me back up. Okay. You would be loved, so let your heart from its present pathway part not. Okay, but you're saying this. Is it gonna happen? Okay? You are praising this person. Don't go changing. I love it just the way it is. But why did you have to write and say all this? Right? Isn't that like love all over the place? Why do we write all the poetry and things? Because oftentimes it's unrequited love, right? It's not always reciprocated, or you want to hold on to something, but it's drifting. Okay, we have all these things. And then we have this, you would be loved.
So relax us out.
Right? Okay? It's this pleading sort of thing that's happening here at the end, and then it's just bring it home and sell it and put your heart out there on your sleeve and hope that maybe she checks the box that yes, I'll go to the dance with you, right? Okay? So here we go, basses. And they're not going to sing it pretty after I just said that. I ruined the mood. Sorry, but...